This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. The Consolation of Philosophy by Anicius Manlius Severinus Boetius. Translated by H. R. James. Book 3. True Happiness and False. Song 7. Pleasure's Sting. And Section 7. 7. Then, what shall I say of the pleasures of the body? The lust thereof is full of uneasiness, the sating of repentance. What sickness, what intolerable pains, are they wont to bring on the bodies of those who enjoy them, the fruits of iniquity, as it were. Now, what sweetness the stimulus of pleasure may have, I do not know. But that the issues of pleasure are painful, every one may understand who chooses to recall the memory of his own fleshly lusts. Nay, if these can make happiness, there is no reason why the beasts also should not be happy, since all their efforts are eagerly set upon satisfying the bodily wants. I know, indeed, that the sweetness of wife and children should be right comely, yet only too true to nature is what was said of one, that he found in his sons his tormentors. And how galling such a contingency would be, I must needs put thee in mind, since thou hast never in any wise suffered such experiences, nor art there now under any uneasiness. In such a case, I agree with my servant Euripides, who said that a man without children was fortunate in his misfortune. Song 7. Pleasure's Sting. This is the way of pleasure. She stings them that despoil her, and like the winged toiler, who's lost her honeyed treasure, she flies but leaves her smart, deep rankling in the heart. End of Book 3, True Happiness and False, Song 7, Pleasure's Sting, and Section 7.